when you're riding horseback, the thing to put your feet in.
Okay.
And the temple's not right near it here, so it's just a little, yeah.
Most, let me give you this. Most people use the term, the first time of the day, it's the younger.
Okay.
The real younger is the temple.
You might say that railway track, in another way, that railway track is just a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever used, let me ask you a different question. If you were on a trip, if you're traveling somewhere, and you're going around and you had a quite a distance that you have before you took a ferry boat, coming up to you, so you always had a long breath to go. And then let's say something is very complex. You wouldn't have to look for it. You wouldn't have to look for it in any special place. You might say you can find out just about. Then if somebody slips and fell in a real slippery place, back out to the front. The thing that the place is going to cut outside is a car.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a good yield, a fire behind it has a good yield because you raise the big. Okay. And if you get rid of all the breath that stays on the land, you say good breath.
I know that when I was on the farm, they should call it breaking new ground.
Breaking new ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And talking about the yield of it out of that field, if you said, if you were talking about how you measure wheat, you would say we got, this year we raised 40 rugs. Usually they use bushels, bushels. Okay. So if they use that, you say you raise 40 what? 40
bushels.
Okay. Okay. If you and another man have to do a job and you tell him about it, you say you and what? Have to do it. Let's say you go to visit somebody and you knock at the door, and you expect them to know the sound of your voice. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Who's there?" You would say,
"It's me."
Okay.
Usually, use the term "me," rather than "I."
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That sounds much more.
Mm-hmm.